Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. We were proud to be early adopters back in the day. For example, I was the first editor at the enormous publishing company where I worked to own a personal computer, an Osborne with a 4-inch screen and a storage capacity of a massive 64K worth of text, as I recall. I was among the first in my family to own a smartphone and delighted in its capabilities. When it came to online banking, depositing checks with my phone, paying bills automatically and electronically, I was way out in the vanguard, and happily so. I've always been a terrible typist who, with my manual typewriter, often ruined an excruciatingly picked out page with a misplaced digit on the last line, one who used gallons of whiteout a day. Not only did the computer eliminate the agony of the misdirected fingertip, it invited me to play with alternate words and phrases to see without penalty how different constructions would look on the page, and these were gifts beyond price for a struggling wordsmith. The phone, too, delivered value way beyond its price, acting as my navigator, internet browser, emailer, entertainer, and oh yeah, it could make phone calls. I've written elsewhere about how updates have nearly ruined my computer and smartphone, but more than that, the spread of technology oncology, or more aptly christened by the folks over at Naked Capitalism, the crapification of everything, is strongly suggesting to me that as habitual early adopters, it's time for us to do a 180, as the pilots say. I have in mind the banking aspect of the crapification of everything. Consider these recent events. Last Saturday, the National Australian Bank suffered a nationwide breakdown of its online banking system that denied customers access to their accounts and persisted for much of the day, likewise for its subsidiary, the Bank of New Zealand. We're talking about country-wide breakdown. At the end of March, TSB Bank upgraded the online platform for its 5 million customers in the United Kingdom, about half of whom were active online. Hilarity ensued. Millions of people could not access their money or their credit. Direct deposits vanished, and people with active accounts were randomly declared to be deceased. 2 months later, the chaos persists. In late February, North Carolina-based BB&T experienced 2 days of interruption to its ATM, telephone, and online services, all of them, which executives blamed on an equipment malfunction. In early February, TD Bank, an East Coast regional with 1,200 branches from Maine to Florida, upgraded its online platform. Hilarity ensued for more than a week, as hundreds of thousands of customers were denied access to their money. This occurred, said American banker, without any apparent attempt at irony, despite careful planning. In January, J.P. Morgan Chase website and mobile services went down for a day. In 2017, major internet banking systems crashed just about monthly, affecting Barclays, Frost Bank of Texas, Citizens Bank of Cleveland, J.P. Morgan Chase, PNC, Bank of America, HSBC, and Mississippi Valley Credit Union, which for some reason has not been rebranded as MVCU. Just as we early adopters acted quickly on sensing a major new development promising benefits for humankind, should we not now react to proliferating evidence that our cash would be safer under our mattress than in an electronic account? When you add to the threat of technology oncology the additional perils of hacking, malware, the inadvertent revelation of passwords by the billion, fraud, and of course there's Wells Fargo, it becomes obvious what we must do. Just as we early adopters embraced technology, leading the way to lives of luxury and ease, so we must now abandon it before it eats us alive. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.